This is the Top 25 Rundown, and here's your host, Alan West.
Welcome to the Top 25 Rundown presented by the Sportscast. Today is November 30th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all your channels, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. It'll help us out tremendously. You can listen to us on your smart speaker, play Sportscast, visit us on thesportscast.net, also follow us on Twitter at thesportscast1, and check out our app, the Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. Good evening. My name is Alan West. This is the Top 25 Rundown, and well, what a weekend last weekend was for our week for the Top 25. It not only shaped how we're going to have the college football playoff, supposedly, but also just how the tournament games are going to be for the Pac-12, the Big Ten, the SEC, and the ACC. So getting straight into it, me and Tyler had a done some of the games, and we had let's do a rundown for the top 25. Number 20, Ole Miss went against Mississippi State. Mississippi State beat Ole Miss 24-22. Tulane played Cincinnati, and Cincinnati lost Tulane 27-24. For me and Tyler, we both picked Cincinnati. I picked over, he picked under. We both picked him to cover. And, well, I believe that it was over 50, so I got the cover, which... that was still a very interesting game. We had Iowa against Iowa went against Nebraska, and Nebraska actually won that game, so we both picked Iowa, so we both didn't get that one right. Next game we had was Clemson and South Carolina. Game turned out to be a slugfest where South Carolina was able to come back and beat Clemson 31-30. So they won the Palmetto Bowl. Tyler picked Clemson the over and for South Carolina to cover. I picked South Carolina in the over. Then we had Ohio State and Michigan in the game. And, well, for the second straight year in a row, Michigan did beat Ohio State. Unfortunately, they pulled away in the fourth quarter and ended Ohio State's perfect season, possibly C.J. Stroud's Heisman campaign. We'll see what happens. I picked Ohio State in the over. Tyler picked Michigan cover and the over, so we both got that. Then we had Oregon against Oregon State, and Oregon State was able to beat Oregon 38-34. We both picked Oregon, and, well, that didn't work out for either of us, unfortunately. We had USC and Notre Dame, which was the nightcap, and USC won 38-27. I picked USC the over and the cover. Tyler picked Notre Dame in the under. And then for the Big 12, we had Kansas against Kansas State. Kansas State won against Kansas 47-37. Tyler and me both picked Kansas State, the under and the cover. And it looks like, well, it was the over. So We did not get that, unfortunately. So we were half right and half wrong. But for the other top 25 games that did happen, in the extreme nightcap, it was Washington beating Washington State 51-33. Tennessee shut out Vanderbilt 56-0. Texas A&M beat LSU 38-23. UCF beat South Florida 46-39. Iowa State and TCU played. TCU continued its perfect season, winning 62-14, and they punched their ticket into the Big 12 championship against Kansas State. Utah beat Colorado 63-21. I believe it's going to be Utah and USC in the Pac-12 title game. Purdue is going to play Michigan in the Big 12 title game and the Big 10 title game. And for the SEC, we will get to that one in a second. Auburn lost to Alabama in the Iron Bowl 49-27. Kentucky beat Louisville 26-13. Georgia beat Georgia Tech 37-14. Florida State beat Florida 45-38. UCLA beat Cal 35-28. NC State and North Carolina had a game that went into double overtime with the final score NC State 30, UNC 27. Texas played Baylor and they won 38-27. That is your roundup for last week. For this week, we have Utah and USC for the Pac-12 championship, Kansas State against TCU for the Big 12 championship, LSU against Georgia for the SEC championship, UCF and Tulane for the AAC championship. Clemson's going to play North Carolina for the ACC championship. And Purdue's going to play Michigan for the Big Ten championship. For my picks, I think USC is going to be able to hold off Utah and win the game. And Caleb Williams will close in on winning the Heisman with the performance in this game. I believe Kansas State should beat TCU because when they played last time, if Kansas State players hadn't been, the quarterback hadn't gotten hurt, they would have won that game. Georgia should steamroll LSU to keep going toward the playoff. I believe that UCF and Tulane is going to be a very good game. I think UCF is going to win that and win the AAC. Clemson against North Carolina. As much as I'd like to say North Carolina is going to win, I believe Clemson has too many weapons and they should win by a touchdown or two. And then for Purdue and Michigan, the question is if Michigan's going to have a hangover after winning the game for the second year in a row against Purdue. I don't think they will, unfortunately. I think that they're going to win the Big Ten, but we're going to wait and see. The Pac-12 championship will be Friday at 8 on Fox, whereas the other games, the Big 12 championships at 12, the SEC championships at 4 on CBS, the AAC is on 4 on ABC, the ACC is 8 o'clock on ABC, and the Big Ten is 8 o'clock on Fox. So that about rounds up your college football.